Why don't we concentrate not so much on personal liberation, as it were, but to think more about our practice? And I posed the question about thinking of others, and that's a bodhisattva ideal, and just wanted your thoughts on this. In other words, consume ourselves with thoughts of thinking of others all the time rather than achievement or personal liberation. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the thing is there is no on a certain level you've got to be thinking of even thinking of yourself as isolating. Thinking of others is proliferating. So it's just paying attention to. I think that's what exactly why the Buddha, the central piece of the Buddha's teaching is about suffering and something, and it is an experience rather than a conceptualization. And we conceive of ourselves, we conceive of others, and that is basically all of proliferation. If we're able to step back from that kind of conceiving and proliferation, we will be able to respond both to our own
Needs.
difficulties and problems, as well as a skillful response to the world around us, because we're not getting in the way. And I think of somebody like Ajahn Chah. I mean, it's amazing how he's been able to reach so many people, because it's just just his but his he was actually asked one time, say about doing one's own practice or taking on the practices of bodhisattva training, and Ajahn Chah was sort of like, don't be an arahant, don't be a bodhisattva, don't be anything at all. As long as you're anything of anybody, you are going to suffer. And as long as you're suffering, then you're going to be sharing that out with everybody else as well. So I think this practice is so it is important to focus on the training, on the practice, because it's just the giving oneself to the training that the Buddha laid down, that opens the doors. Yeah, basically opening the doors to the deathless, opening the doors to liberation and freedom is it, and we're the problem is we keep getting in the way.